sitting later than late. I try to stop you, but you say it isn't worth the wait. If I could give away the keys to the kingdom, I would. I'm sorry, sorry, but I think you may have misunderstood.
Welcome to My Truck Podcast number 292. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Bishop Allen. That song is called Start Again, and it's the single off the band's album Lights Out, which comes out August 19th on Dead Oceans Record. The band based out of Kingston, New York now, though I think before that they were New York City proper and maybe Boston before that. Hard to keep a track of those guys. As you can tell, I am broadcasting in glorious low fidelity from my hotel room in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's very late. I am tired, and this one is going to be a quick one. Coming up next, Paul Collins with the song, I Need My Rock and Roll.
See the girl with the red dress on. Bet you think she knows what's going on, but she don't rock and roll. I wanna rock and roll. See the girl on my TV screen. Well, she thinks she knows just what I need, but she don't rock and roll. I wanna rock and roll. Play the She knows just what I need, but she don't rock and roll. I wanna rock and roll. Go downtown where the lights are low. It's getting late, but I don't wanna go. I wanna rock and roll. I gotta rock and roll.
Oh,
I like that set there. Ending things off there with the Muffs with the song Like You Don't See Me. That's on the band's new album, Whoop-Dee-Doo, which came out July 22nd on Burger Records. It is a return for the Muffs, the first one in a very long time. It's a very solid album. I don't know if there's anything as grand as their first couple of albums, but it is a very solid effort, and you really can't deny the Muffs. Before that, we heard from Sugar Stims from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That song is called I Know Where I'm Going, and that's on the band's album Only Come Out at Night, which came out also July 22nd on Dirt Nap Records. And that is a fantastic record. I like it even better than the last one. Maybe, I don't know, the highs aren't as high, but it is just solid through and through, and the more I listen to it, the more I like it, so some great power pop there. And speaking of power pop, we started things off with the godfather of power pop, Paul Collins, or maybe the father, I don't know. How does that really work? The song is called I Need My Rock and Roll, and it's on the album Fill the Noise, which doesn't come out till September 9th in the U.S. It's going to be out on Alive Natural Sound Records, and that is just a very good album as well. It's always good to have something back from Paul Collins. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get some good music, put together a great podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's play some more music, part of Phoning It In. This is Kansas City's The Life and Times with the song Maserati. Remember how I said sometimes we win and sometimes we lose? I think we got a loser there. That is Gaslight Anthem with the song Rollin' and Tumblin', with lots of apostrophes. That's from the album Get Hurt, which just came out August 12th on Island Records, a band, of course, based out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. As everyone has noted, it's a very different album for the band, a band where they tried to stretch out and prove that they weren't just a Bruce Springsteen sound alike, and sadly, I wish they were, because those albums still sound great. This one, not so much. Pitchfork today reviewed that one, and they said even worse things about it. So even if you're a fan, you probably want to listen to that one online before you pick it up. And then we started that set off with The Life and Times with the song Maserati. That's on the band's new album, Lost Bees, which came out, August 5th, rather, on Slim Style Records last week. I saw the band play in Kansas City last week as the CD release party, and they put on a very good show. Lots of tracks from the new album, and then some fan favorites. I do have coverage of that, but I haven't really posted it up online. I've got some video up, but I haven't posted the photos. They're just really bad, and I've been busy, too busy to deal with bad photos. I guess I should wrap things up here, phoning it in and all. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 292. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at SidMuchRock. Looking ahead at the concert calendar, I'm going to be out of town, so I'm not a very good person to ask. But this weekend in Kansas City, you have the very exciting Vandals Summer Camp. That is the 15th through the 17th at Vandals. Like 35 different bands playing punk rock all weekend long at an affordable price. Looking forward into September, we got the Buzz Beach Ball at Sporting Park, Arctic Monkeys and others. Full of Hell are playing at the Art Closet, I think, on the 5th. It turns out that Art Closet is kind of in the back of a pizza joint, and that pizza joint closed, so I'm not sure if that show is happening or not. I've asked but haven't heard. On 9/11, Doyle of the Misfits is playing at the Riot Room. On the 15th, Skaters at the Riot Room. On the 17th, Mineral at the Record Bar. 21st, Spoon is at Liberty Hall. On the 22nd, Rise Against is playing at the Yuptown. Looking into October, the 7th, J Mascus at the Bottleneck. The 8th, Speedy Ortiz at the Riot Room. Or Paul Collins Beat is playing the Record Bar that same night, so that's a hard choice to make there. On the 14th, Gaslight Anthem is playing at the Uptown, and on the 17th, Shonen Knife at Record Bar. So that's what's on my calendar, though I started thinking, well, it's time to look and see what's happening in Portland, Maine, or Boston, Mass. Both are about an hour from where I am, and maybe there's some rock shows that I can catch there to keep Too Much Rock happy and alive. Talking about the website itself, we've finally put up coverage of all 3 days with the Indie Tracks Festival. All the photos, all the write-ups, all the videos, they're all there. And in the next day or so, I will probably go ahead and put up those photos from the Life and Time show, just so you can see what happens when I have an off night as a photographer. So let's wrap this up. I'm tired. We got one song left to play. We're going to play a song by Spoon. It's on their new album, They Want My Soul, which just came out August 5th on Loma Vista Records. This is a song, Knock, Knock, Knock. It's a little different for Spoon. I think everything on this album is just a little different than... I don't know, just something about Spoon seems off, and maybe that's a good off. Maybe it's great that, nothing is ever very straightforward for them. I've never been a very big fan of Spoon. I think there's always been some tracks that excite me. When I listen to this album, I don't really get excited by anything, but after one listen, I was like, yeah, two listens, like, three listens, yeah, maybe. So I'm at like listen number 6, and I'm feeling okay about this album. I wouldn't say it's a favorite of mine, but at the same time, they really do some good stuff on this. So anyway, let's go ahead and end things here. This is Spoon with the song Knock, Knock, Knock. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again next week.
All lines are red, the film is done. After Hours is on and the meaning. another one. And if you clap your hands, the man will fall. Hold your breath, he'll shake himself to death. Said every day I hear knock, knock, knock. Oh, and it's you. Oh, every day I hear knock, knock, knock. Then I see you. And you're shaking, and you're breaking, and you tell me I'm your only friend. And it starts all over again. You said you were living in a buttoned up world. Living in 1892, I know what nothing they could say to convince me or to blame nobody but you. Who's gonna know?